much for my old truck. Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmying like Elvis singing all sugar. A heart on fire, a heart on fire, a heart on fire.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Donald Trump has named Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York as the new UN ambassador. Trump saying former ICE director Tom Holman will be border czar. ABC's Rachel Scott has more from Mar-a-Lago.
Republicans will cast a secret ballot to elect a new Republican leader. It comes as Mitch McConnell is stepping down from Republican leader after serving in that position for decades. Elise Stefanik will have to go through a confirmation process, but that position of border czar does not require a Senate confirmation.
Several people close to President-elect Trump have stressed to ABC News the significance and influence of billionaire Elon Musk. Over the past week, since Election Day, the world's richest man has spent nearly every day at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, multiple sources tell ABC News. Fire crews on both coasts are battling wildfires, including a blaze along the border of New York and New Jersey that killed a parks employee, and one northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County that has already destroyed more than 130 homes. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Friday, November 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. through to 9 p.m., the High School Drama Club in Hayward is presenting The Love of Three Oranges, a comedy in three acts by Hilary DePiano based on a scenario by Carlo Gozzi. Tickets are available at the door with general admission $5, and students are free, and there are multiple days for this show. The Friday and Saturday shows start at 7 p.m., with the doors opening at 6:45 p.m., and the Sunday matinee starts at 1:30 p.m., with the doors opening at 1:15 p.m. Their students are very excited to share this experience with the community. Once again, that's this weekend, with the Friday and Saturday shows beginning at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:45, and the Sunday matinee beginning at 1:30, with the doors opening at 1:15, at the Hayward High School. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children, but did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packer players are back to work today after getting several days off during their bye week. They'll start getting ready for Sunday's game in Chicago against the struggling Bears. We've spent a lot of time talking about penalties and mistakes by the Packers' offense, but defensively, they haven't exactly hit home a lot with pressure on the quarterback either. In fact, their top two pass rushers, Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness, have a combined 3.5 sacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebrovich this week was asked to explain why Gary has just 2.5.
When you demand a double team or a chip, that's a respect thing. You know, that's not an excuse, that's reality. But we also, in reality, have to make sure that we're going and still winning those opportunities. And, you know, we're still striving to do that. And hopefully it comes into fruition here in the next 5, 6, 8 weeks.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
In spite of the Packers' pass rush struggles at times, safety Xavier McKinney said things are pretty good for the defense.
I think we're in a really good spot. It's small little details that we got to get figured out. But that's the difference between, you know, being a great team and a good team. You know, so, you know, I think we have the right guys to do that in this locker room.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more on the Packers from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98 Q Country.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole world is raining down on you. in your courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage, and you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. I'm brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. The raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
different place.
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks, so we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-live cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to
bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The nest side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Eyes, I wrapped him in a hook. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad. Ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo. I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman. We'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Hey, yeah. All right, Rodney. Rodney Atkins at 98Q Country. Joel here. Did you see what Giannis did at the end of the game last night? That was hilarious. Giannis is a funny guy. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks star, gave the guy the old fake handshake. You know, he put the hands out and then you go like to brush your hair. And the guy who he did it to was offended by it. Obviously doesn't know who he is. Or maybe they weren't good enough friends for them to pull that off. I'm not sure. Something went wrong there. But the Bucks are going wrong here. They're 2-8. This is going south really fast. And it'll be interesting to see. If it gets worse, I mean, Doc Rivers has got to go, right? If it gets worse. If it's like 3-18, you gotta do something, right? You can't just, I mean, the guy before Doc Rivers was like 25-8 and they fired him. So I don't know. I guess it's more about who you are and how you get along with people than it is how the team is doing. But you would guess that if the Bucks underachieve and aren't even a playoff team, there's going to be problems here with Doc Rivers. Some of the news stories that you're hearing about. Did you hear about the monkeys in South Carolina? Authorities in South Carolina say that they have recovered 25 out of the 43 monkeys that escaped from a research facility last week. They finally got away. Good for them. After finding one on Saturday, they grabbed 25 on Sunday, so the monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yemisi, South Carolina. I would like to read more about what that means, what that is. So that happened over the week. That happened over the weekend. What else here? There was a stage. We read a story last week about a staged bear, about a bear attack, and apparently it was staged. Here's the story. So it was last a month, I guess, maybe a few weeks ago in Tennessee. There was a bear attack, and they said it was a stage. Well, police in Columbia, South Carolina, Carolina's getting some good airtime here today. Not good, but so it's police. They took this Nicholas Wayne Hamlet into custody on Sunday. After he was recognized at a local hospital, the FBI confirmed his identity using the fingerprints. So this guy allegedly killed a hiker on October 18th. And someone, presumably this guy in the hospital, then called 911 and had someone named
this other guy, Brandon Andres or whatever, he said that he had fallen from a cliff while running from a bear. So this guy calls in and said that, hey, this buddy of mine fell off a cliff running from a bear and was partially submerged, they said, in a stream below. So authorities found the body deceased, but quickly realized that it was who it was and that he had been murdered, apparently. So then the guy who committed the murder was making up the story and ended up in the hospital. And so anyway, they got it all figured out. And he said that he was running from a bear, and actually it wasn't. It was all made up. And that's why police jobs are very difficult. Because of stuff like that. They finally got it figured out, and the guy who did the devious deed there is going to be in a lot of trouble. The NASCAR world lost racing legend Bobby Allison over the weekend. He was 86. Boy, the wildfires. Now, we've heard about the Los Angeles wildfires. They've got a wildfire out there that's about a quarter contained right now as of yesterday. Still issues. But now they're having them on the East Coast. A drought-stricken wildfire in New Jersey, not too far from New York City, has burned 2,500 acres on both sides of the New York border. And several structures have been demolished by this wildfire. So not only West Coast, but East Coast also having problems with fires due to the lack of rain. We have had, some good moisture here recently. We're very thankful for that. We'll see what's in our forecast, an update to come. You can always get the forecast on the front page of 98qcountry.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Add style and privacy to your home. We have a huge selection of curtains with over 170 options to choose from. Sun Zero's energy-efficient design reduces energy loss through your windows by up to 25%. Save big on new curtains at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Let's talk a little bit with Lena from Lena's Northern Pines out there on beautiful Butternut Lake. Lena, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Joel. And I'd like to say good morning especially to all those that have served our country today. We celebrate the fact that we have freedoms because of the sacrifices, those that have gone before us and those that are still alive to tell some of the stories. And I want to say thank you to everybody.
Exactly.
My father served in Vietnam, and my grandfather was actually a medic in World War II.
Oh, wow.
And I'd like to say again, thank you to everybody who has served.
Yep, and continues to serve now. People, sometimes we forget about that. We still got people all around the world that are fighting for freedom for Americans and non-Americans.
Absolutely. And during these holiday times, that takes a great toll on families missing their loved ones. And again, thank you all.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on out at Lena's. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that Saturday-Sunday breakfast buffet, because you guys have been very busy adding a few things to that, I understand.
Yes. Last week when we talked, I told you we had a couple surprises coming. Well, one of them is the new additions to our breakfast menu on Saturday and Sunday mornings. You can get omelets, eggs over easy toast. We've got waffles and now country fried steak added to the menu, besides the buffet. So you have more choices now at the Northern Pines.
All right. Fantastic. And I know when you live in small town America, sometimes food delivery, pizza delivery is hard to find, but it's coming back here in a week or two, right?
Absolutely. Starting Friday, November 22nd, on Fridays and Saturdays only, it's from 4 to 8. I have found a wonderful delivery driver, and it's a lady, and a lot of you are going to know her. But we're going to start offering pizza delivery along with regular menu delivery for those that may not be able to get out or with the snow coming. Don't prefer not to travel, we're going to have that service available on Friday and Saturday nights, again, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Starting the 22nd. All right.
Yes.
Very good. And how, I guess, number one question people are asking is how wide of an area will the delivery service be available, Lena?
Currently, we're willing to go to Glidden and Fifield, but it'll be on a weekly basis.
Okay.
If it becomes too much of a task to go that far, we might pull it in a little bit. But right now, the driver is like, yeah, I'll go to Fifield. Yep, I'll go out to Glidden. And I have a couple other backups behind her just in case we get overwhelmed with pizza delivery. So.
Yeah, all right. Holidays are coming up here, and you have a great facility out there also for holiday parties.
Absolutely. Anybody interested in having a gathering? The outside tiki bar, as we call it, is available. We don't charge for the use of that. We're happy to accommodate any of your groups. We're happy to cook for you and provide a great environment. And also, speaking of the holidays, both the bar in Glidden and the Northern Pines are going to be open for Thanksgiving. And that information as far as what we'll be serving with the turkey dinners and all that on the buffet style, that'll be coming out this week on the Choices. And we look forward to welcoming all our guests in during that holiday. Come on in. Let us cook for you.
Yeah, and if people are coming up for hunting or they're looking for a place to stay, you got some lodging out there too for them, right?
Yes, I still have four or five cabins available for lodging over the Thanksgiving week of hunting. Check it out at Lena's Northern Pines.
All right, lenasnorthernpines.com. Did I get that right?
Absolutely.
Right. Very good. All right, Lena, always good to hear from you. Hope you have a great week out there. We'll talk to you again later in the week, okay?
Thank you. Everybody enjoy your day.
Yep, Lena's Northern Pines, right on Butternut Lake, and also Lena's Bar and Grill right there in Glidden.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545. Or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43, tonight mostly clear 25, tomorrow sunshine 46, Wednesday scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98Q Country.
My way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I knew I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how. Your
faith. I've been broken again and again, but I need all the cracks in my shattered heart, 'cause that's where her love gets in. Every night I should be on my knees, Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say it near enough, thank God for this woman, amen. She gives me faith, she gives me grace, she gives me hope, she gives me strength, she gives me love, love without end. Stars up above, forgiveness of sin and your undying love. Every twist, every turn for the way you make sure all my roads led to her. So tonight
Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98 Q Country.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Fueling up on whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows, but they won't tell. But their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine.
Same old, same, how have you been?
Since you've been gone, my world's been dark and gray.
You reminded me of brighter days.
I hoped you were coming home to stay. I was headed to church.
I was off to drink you away.
Thought about you for a long time. Can't seem to get you off my mind. I can't understand why we're living life this way. I found your picture today. I swear I'll change my ways. I just called. Say I want you to come back home. I just called to say I love you. Come back home.
At EAQ Country, Kid Rock, Cheryl Crow there, and I hope you are well on a Monday on a Veterans Day here, and we're going to see that wind die down. By the time you head out to the steak dinner tonight or whatever you got going for supper for Veterans Day, the wind should die down here through the day, so it should taper off. If you're up in the area hunting and preparing the cabin for the big 9-day traditional gun deer season, get on over to the Hunter's Mall over there. I'm talking about Bader Sports Center. Craig and the folks have everything you need to make it happen. Some great sales going on here leading up to that traditional 9-day gun deer season. Bader Sports Center is right on Highway 13. Phillips are located right next to Pick and Save. Your Price County Senior Dining, they're back at it again tomorrow. Get those orders in by 1:30. Well, they're serving lunch today, but you need to have those orders in by 1:30 the day before so they're ready for you. Baked meatloaf tomorrow, parsley, butter, potatoes, and they've got baby carrots and pears. Any questions about how it all works with Price County Senior Dining, reach them at 339-2158 and order ahead at 339-2158. I was looking at the National Football League standings. The AFC is, this has got to be a weird year, because seven teams will make the playoffs in each conference. And right now, we are at just over the halfway point of the season. Most teams have played 10 games, so we're 10 out of the 17 games in. And right now, only 9 teams are still in the playoff hunt in the AFC. There's only 7 spots. So you've eliminated the Jets, the Patriots, the Dolphins, the Browns, the Titans, the Raiders, the Jaguars are out. There are 3 wins, 3-7. Not going to happen. Got to win the rest of your games to have any chance for those teams. Not going to happen. And the NFC is a little bit better. A little bit better. I mean, you only got 4 teams in the Cowboys, the Saints, the Panthers, and the Giants who have 3 wins or less. And those teams are done. Mike McCarthy was a good run for you. Well, was it a good run? Yeah, you got the 1 Super Bowl. But then you got the Buccaneers and Seattle. And Chicago all at 4 wins, and even the LA Rams are at 4 wins. So by week 12, we could have, you know, only about 9 teams left in each conference vying for 7 spots. Could have a lot of uninterested football fans the last few weeks of the season. Is there anything more disappointing if you are a person who enjoys going to football games and maybe you travel to see the Packers and stuff like that? Is there anything more disappointing than purchasing tickets at the beginning of a year, anticipating that your team might be pretty good and think, oh, that's going to be a big game. That's going to be fun. I overpaid for the tickets, but oh man, this is going to be good. And then it gets to be week 10 and 11, and you're trying to sell them on eBay, trying to find somebody that'll at least pay face value for those tickets. The Cowboy fans being one of them. A lot of the other teams in there in the NFC were kind of predicted to be bad. The NFC, the Miami Dolphins, there's a lot of optimism with Miami and Tua, but with his concussion issues, not happening for them, even though he is playing. They're 2-6. We kind of knew the Raiders, Jaguars, Titans. This is one of those years where is there even one team that you look at that's good and you thought, boy, I didn't see that coming? I don't think there is. Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Texans, Ravens, maybe the LA Chargers, but Justin Herbert's pretty good, and the Broncos. Everybody's thought they'd be good. The NFC, the Lions, Eagles, Falcons, we knew they'd all be good. Arizona, they got a quarterback. Vikings are probably out of the 14 teams that have qualified for the playoffs right now. I would say the Vikings are the biggest surprise of any team of the 14 teams that would make the playoffs if the season ended today that is in that mix, because nobody saw the Vikings being 7-2 after they picked up Sam Darnold and their young rookie quarterback went down. So rah-rah for the purple. Give just a little bit of love to the purple. Come on.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've got Pete from Wheelaway on the line with us. Pete, we've got an after-the-sale event going on. Tell us what's happening at Wheelaway there.
Well, I'll tell you what. We don't have much selection left. We have less than 15 units that are looking for a home right now, and they're all marked down to sell.
All right. What? Give us just a quick example of what you got in the lot people might stop by and see there.
We have a 2016 Minn Town & Country minivan for $6,000. We have a Malibu for $8,000. We have all these vehicles are priced down to sell. You ain't going to be able to find a cheaper price for a vehicle right now.
All right. They better hurry. Get to the lot quick and check out the savings there. They can always give you a call if they have any questions, if they're busy, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Selection limited, but prices are fantastic. So check it out at Wheelaway. All right. Wheelaway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13 there in Fifield.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
98Q Country.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads Carolina. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. Hey, it's Carolina. Yeah, I followed her around and we talked till the lights came on. I still see that girl every time I hear that song. It's Carolina, tells California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. Song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me. Yeah, it's Carolina.
Yeah. All right, Cole Swindell at 98Q Country. Well, things that people are talking about on this Monday morning. One of them is the whole WIAA private school issue continues to be a hot topic among coaches and schools and such. This past weekend, the state volleyball tournament, 8 out of the 10 teams in the finals were all private schools. And boys soccer, 3 out of the 4 champions were private schools. They're trying to find a way to balance this out. It's probably a process that will take many years to hopefully do, but they're trying to find a little bit of a better balance in that, as some of the smaller schools, especially in the state, their chances of getting to state and win it are so very, very small right now. So that's one of the topics of conversation I've seen online this morning. I'm sure Mike McKay will have some stuff for you. He's up 10 to 2. Gray will be in this afternoon from 2 until 7. We out. We're going to blow on out of here, literally. Hang on to that head out there. And thank you, veterans, for your service and for all you do, all of you, past, present. Appreciate you very much. Here's Toby Keith at 98Q.
My old man's that old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm. Semper Fi. Says USA, he won't buy nothing and he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America. He loves his wife, and she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. School. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says USA. Won't buy nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't prejudiced. He's just made in America.
98Q Country.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants, t-shirt, and a comfy chair. Hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, that yes or no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day. She wouldn't mind if I did a little something like find a fly. Overnight to paradise and late tonight. And I'ma put a diamond on her hand. She don't know I got some big, big plans. Side of saying Johnny Emerald Diamond on a brand new band. Asked her mama for permission and her daddy forehand. I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan. I bet we take our kids down there one day.